So I'd like to get your comments on gemtuzumab and AML.
Well, as you know, the gemtuzumab is an anti-CD33 humanized antibody linked to a very potent toxin called calicheamicin. It was initially approved in early 2000 for relapsed elderly AML and was withdrawn by the company because of a randomized study by SWOG showed increased early induction mortality, although this was not a dramatic increase, but also no clear advantage for the patients who received small dose of gemtuzumab in addition to 3+7. Now, the target CD33 is expressed in virtually all AML cells, all AML patients, but there are differences in different subsets of AML. And there have been a number of other randomized studies where, again, 3+7-like induction was compared to 3+7-like induction plus a small dose of gemtuzumab, several European studies. And in all of these studies, there appears to be a significant benefit for favorable risk AML. That's patients essentially with core binding factor leukemias, which are translocation 821 and inversion 16. There is also a meta-analysis of all these randomized studies. There was also a benefit for intermediate risk patients. That was also statistically significant, but not as large a p-value as for core binding factor. In the adverse risk patients, there was absolutely no benefit. So in my practice, I definitely use gemtuzumab for patients with core binding factor leukemia. Again, in the community, oncologists may say, well, I will not get the cytogenetics for a week later. Should I give it to all patients? I think it's not unreasonable to give it a small dose. And in our practice, we use only 3 mg/m², which is the dose that was used by the MRC. The approved dose is the French dose, which is 3 mg on days 1, 3, and 5. So a bit of a bigger dose. In any case, I actually think if they do not get the cytogenetics and the patient goes to remission, which many of core binding factor leukemias do, I always give it in consolidation, which was also done at 3 mg/m² one time with high-dose RSC consolidation by the MRC. So I think the drug definitely has a role, and particularly in APL, it is a very good drug that we have used for many years for high-risk APL. And I was very pleased that it was reapproved. You know, I would not say that it is a dramatic change in all AML, but definitely has benefits for subsets of AML.